As you know, we have been studying the Book of Philippians.
咁大家都知道啦，我哋而家呢个新嘅讲道系列咧，就系喺腓立比书嘅，
So it was Paul's letter to the Philippian church.
就系咧保罗咧写俾腓立比教会嘅书信。
And Paul wrote this letter while being imprisoned in Rome.
咁保罗咧系当佢系坐监嘅时候去写呢封信嘅。
And it was towards the end of his earthly journey.
咁当时佢坐监喺罗马啦，咁而且咧已经嚟到佢咧差唔多生命嘅终结嘅一个阶段啦。
And he was facing the possibility of a death sentence.
而且当时咧佢系面对紧啊，应该系要面对一个死刑。
And yet, as you read this letter, you'll find, yeah, this letter is full of joyful tone and hopeful tone.
但当你去读呢篇书信嘅时候，你却系感受到里面所表达出嚟嘅系一种好喜乐啦，同埋好有盼望嘅一种态度。
And today we are coming close to the end of chapter one.
咁今日我哋咧已经嚟到第一章嘅差唔多结尾部分，
And we come to a very important passage.
嚟到一段非常重要嘅经文。
And it's about a topic that many people don't want to think about or talk about.
咁咧就系关乎一个咧，大部分人都唔想去谂或者唔想去倾嘅一个话题。
Even though each one of us will one day experience it sooner or later.
虽然咧，我哋每一个迟早都要面对呢一样嘢。
So can you guess what topic it is?
咁唔知大家估唔估到呢一个系咩话题咧？
Something you and I will one day experience, yet many people don't like to think or talk about it.
系你同我迟早都必须面对嘅，但系又系大部分人都唔愿意去谂、唔愿意去讲嘅话题。
Yeah, so will you see the picture? So,
死亡。
of course, it's not, It's not as cute as this.
咁當然就唔係好似我哋睇到圖畫咁可愛嘅一個情景啦。
So maybe next photo. So these are not houses,
嗱，呢啲咧就唔係屋嚟嘅喎，
but grapes.
其實全部都係啲墓碑嚟嘅。
And next. So one day we'll also be there.
咁其實有一日我哋都會係喺呢個咁嘅情況底下。
So. This is what Paul talks about towards the end of chapter 1.
呢个咧就系使徒保罗喺腓立比书一章结尾部分所讲嘅，
So, about his own death.
首先系关于佢自己嘅死亡。
But you will see in a moment that Paul had a very different attitude towards the matter of his own death.
但你好快会睇到咧，保罗佢对于佢自己嘅死亡系有一种完全唔同嘅态度。
So, shall we take a look at today's main passage?
咁我哋一齐睇下今日嘅主题经文。
In Philippians chapter 1, verse 19 to 26.
腓立比书一章十九至十六节，
So, Philippians chapter 1, verse 19 to 26. So, I will read from the end of verse 18 because it's connected with verse 19.
咁我就会从第十八节开始读，因为咧同第十九节系息息相关嘅。
So, let me read to you in English from verse 19 to 21, and Pastor Grace will read in Chinese from verse 22 to 26.
咁阿牧师会先喺英文嗰度读啦，就系十八节尾系嘛，19节到21节，然后我就会用中文嚟读21至26节。
So, the end of verse 18. Yes, and I will rejoice, for I know that through your prayers and the help of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, this will turn out for my deliverance, as it is my eager expectation and hope that I will not be at all ashamed, but that with full courage, now as always, Christ will be honored in my body, whether by life or by death. For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain.
22节，但是我在肉身活着，若能有工作的成果，我就不知道该挑选什么。我处在两难之间，我情愿离世与基督同在，因为这是好得无比的。然而，我为你们肉身活着更加要紧。既然我这样深信，就知道仍要留在世间，且与你们众人一起存留，使你们在所信的道上又长进又喜乐。为了我再到你们那里时，你们在基督耶稣里的夸耀越发加增。
So I wonder, after reading this passage, what are your thoughts on what Paul is saying?
咁唔知大家读完呢段经文之后咧，你对于保罗当时喺度讲紧嘅说话有咩嘅谂法咧？
So in this passage, Paul talks about his own death.
咁喺呢段经文咧，保罗系讲到佢自己嘅死亡。
He talks about it in an amazingly calm and peaceful way.
但系咧，佢系用一种极其平静嘅方式去讲及死亡，
So it's almost like he's talking about a travel plan.
差唔多好似保罗喺度讲紧自己一个前面旅游嘅计划咁样。
So just these few days, we are Brother Alex and Brother Josiah and Annie are helping out with buying plane tickets for the young people in the Project Canaan.
咁就係呢幾日啦，咁我哋當中啊，Alex 弟兄啊，Annie 姊妹啊，阿恒啊，我哋就要一齊去諗下點樣買加南計劃嚟緊嘅機票啦。
So, of course, when you are thinking about your travel plan, you are not panicking.
咁當然，當你去諗你去旅遊嘅時候，咁照計都唔係話一定係好似好緊張嘅。
And Paul is like talking about a travel plan. It's like he's saying, "Ah, should I go visit Philippian Church?"
咁佢就好似喺度讲紧啊，佢嘅计划啦，啊，我应唔应该去探望下腓立比教会咧？
To be with them longer.
啊，有更加长嘅时间可以同佢哋一齐，
Or should I go be with the Lord Jesus?
定我应该要去揾主耶稣咧？
So amazingly, you don't feel any threat of fear or panic in his words.
好奇妙嘅就系，你好似完全喺佢嘅字里行间揾唔到任何一啲嘅惊恐啊，一啲嘅好慌乱嘅情绪。
On the contrary,
相反嘅。
Paul was very confident.
保罗系非常之有信心，
He was not afraid of death.
佢一啲都唔怕死亡，
And yet he was not suicidal.
但佢又唔系因为有自杀倾向。
You can see he was passionate about continuing to live to build up the Philippian brothers and sisters.
其实能够睇到咧，佢系为到能够继续生存啊，去可以建立腓立比教会嘅弟兄姊妹咧，系非常之有呢份热情嘅。
So maybe there are some people in this world who don't desire to live.
嗱，确实可能呢个世界上面有啲人系唔想继续生存落去。
I feel it's very painful to live this earthly life.
有啲人可能真系觉得活喺个世上好痛苦嘅一件事。
Maybe they can also speak very calmly about their death.
可能佢哋都同样可以好冷静咁去谈及佢哋嘅死亡。
But there's something remarkably different about Paul's attitude towards his own death that is extraordinary.
但系咧，你留意到咧，使徒保罗佢谈及自己死亡或者佢嗰个态度咧，系真系一啲好出众嘅地方，与别不同嘅地方。
So I will share with you what is this extraordinary points later on. In this sermon.
咁喺我哋信息继续落去嘅时候，我就会同大家去分享，究竟佢咁与别不同嘅地方喺边度咧？
And the reason of Paul's confidence is found in verse 21.
而保罗佢呢份嘅确信咧，可以喺第21节嗰度睇到个原因。
So he says the reason is to him, to live is Christ and to die is gain.
保罗讲到原因啊，就系对于佢嚟讲咧，活着就系基督啦。但系咧，如果死咗，对佢系有益处。
So this is also our key verse that we'll be focusing on in today's sermon by Heavenly Father's help.
咁今日我哋靠住天父嘅恩典帮助啦，我哋就会去专注睇呢一节嘅经文。
Because here lies Paul's confidence and strength.
因为就喺呢节经文咧，道出保罗佢点解会有呢份嘅确信同埋能力。
And this phrase is, to live is Christ, to die is gain.
而呢一句说话咧，就系话活着就系基督，我死咗咧就与我有益处啦。
So what does it mean?
究竟系咩意思咧？
So we'll come back to this verse later on in a moment.
咁我哋隔一阵间会翻翻嚟呢节嘅经文。
So let us first have a brief overview of today's passage.
咁我哋而家想首先咧喺对整段经文有一个概念先，
So we can grasp better the whole
亦
context.
都去明白佢嘅上下文。
So Philippians chapter 1, verse 19 to 26 can be divided into two parts.
腓立比书一章19至26节咧，可以分为两个部分。
So the first part is from verse 19 to 20.
第一个部分系19至20节，
And the second part is from verse 21 to 26.
第二个部分咧就21至26节。
So, shall we look at the first part first?
咁我哋可以先睇第一个部分。
So, in this first part from verse 19 to 20, Paul shares with the Philippian church the second reason why he rejoices.
咁喺19至21节，sorry，第19至20节呢个第一个部分咧，保罗就同腓立比教会去分享咧，第二个原因令到佢可以咁喜乐。
So, if you recall our past sermons,
咁如果你回忆起我哋之前嘅讲道信息，
so Paul talked about the first reason why he is joyful was because due to his imprisonment, the gospel was proclaimed to more and more people.
如果大家仲记得咧。 保罗佢之所以咁喜乐嘅原因啊，就系因为佢被囚禁嘅缘故，反而将福音咧带到俾更多嘅人。
Was through Paul's testimony, the gospel, this good news of salvation in Jesus Christ, was able to be proclaimed, yeah, to more and more people at that time.
系因为保罗佢咁美好嘅见证咧，福音呢个救恩嘅好信息咧，就能够被宣扬到去更多嘅人。
So this was the first reason why Paul rejoices.
咁呢个系第一个保罗去喜乐嘅原因。
And in today's passage, verse 19 to 20, he mentions the second reason of his rejoicing.
咁但系咧，到咗今日我哋睇嘅19至20节咧，保罗就提及佢第二个喜乐嘅原因。
So can you see why he is joyful?
大家睇唔睇到点解佢咁开心、咁喜乐咧？
It is because he was confident that through the prayer of the Philippian church, also through the help of the Holy Spirit, that he will soon be delivered.
系因为佢好有信心咧，藉住腓立比教会嘅祷告同埋圣灵嘅帮助，佢好快就会被 delivered 释放啦。
So the word delivered, I highlighted.
咁啊，呢度我都 我都即系特登标注呢个释放呢个字啊。
So this word in verse 19 is the same Greek word for salvation.
咁呢个字咧，喺19节嗰度系同一个字，其实系原文系救恩呢个字。
So Paul is saying that he is confident that he will experience deliverance or salvation no matter what.
所以保罗其实系讲紧咧，佢好有呢个把握咧，佢会经历救恩，无论嗰个情景系处境系点。
So he has full confidence that either he'll be set free from prison,
所以佢好有信心，一系佢就会由监狱嗰度被释放出嚟，
to experience physical salvation, deliverance.
就经历到可以话肉身呢一个嘅拯救啦。
If not,
如果唔系嘅话，
he will also experience God's salvation in Christ ultimately in the end.
佢最终亦都会咧去经历到神藉住耶稣基督俾佢带嚟嘅救恩。
So whether he was alive or dead,
所以究竟佢系活着啊，定系死亡？
was not Paul's primary concern.
都唔系保罗最关心嘅事情。
So what was his concern?
咁究竟佢最关心嘅系咩咧？
So in verse 20,
喺第二十节嗰度咁讲。
we see that Paul was really concerned about being faithful to God, Yahweh, and to his Christ.
保罗最关注嘅就系要向亚维神同埋主耶稣基督系忠心嘅，
So that he can magnify Christ, whether by life or by death.
以致佢无论活着定系喺死咗嘅情况底下咧，基督都喺佢身上面被彰显、被显大。
So verse 19 to 20 is the first part of today's passage.
咁所以咧，第19、20节咧就系今日信息嘅第一个部分。
So here Paul gives the reason why he rejoices.
呢度系保罗话俾佢听咧，佢有咩原因令到佢能够咁喜乐？
And the second part is from verse 21 to 26.
咁嚟到第二个部分咧，就系21至到26节。
So verse 21 is today's key verse.
咁第21节咧，就我哋今日最重点嘅经文啦。
Oh, sorry about the typo on the 20.
唔好意思，头先20节可能我打错咗啲嘢嘅。
So it should be 21 to 26.
呢度应该系我呢度写咗20节，其实应该系21至26节。
So verse 21 is today's key verse. Is the reason of his confidence about his salvation.
咁呢个21节咧，就系今日嘅主题重点嘅经文，亦都俾咗我哋咧，点解保罗佢会有咁大嘅一份确信？
So he's confident about his salvation because to him, to live is Christ and to die is gain.
佢之所以咁确信佢系必然会经历呢份神嘅救赎、神嘅拯救，系因为对于佢嚟讲，佢活着就系基督，佢死咗系对佢有益处嘅。
And he continued to share with the brothers and sisters a dilemma he was facing.
佢继续去同弟兄姊妹去分享咧，佢正处喺两难之间。
So, what was this dilemma?
究竟呢两难之间系咩咧？
So, remember the travel plan?
你头先记唔记得我讲紧好似去紧旅行一个计划咁咧？
So, it is traveling to be with the church longer or to be with the Lord Jesus?
佢仿似咧就系要去一个远途，究竟系去探访教会啊？同啲弟兄姊妹一齐去建立佢哋，定系佢要去到主耶稣基督嗰度？
So both are good for him.
对佢嚟讲，两者都系好好嘅事。
So it's a picture of his own death.
咁就好似我睇到，其实就系佢自己可能面临死亡嘅一幅图画。
So Paul says if he continues to live,
咁保罗就话啦：，如果我继续活着嘅话，
and this would mean fruitful labor for him because he can continue to build up the brothers and sisters in Christ.
对佢而言呢，就系一个非常有效果，会结出果子嘅一个劳苦，因为咧佢能够继续去建立主基督里面嘅弟兄姊妹。
But he also longs to rest from his labor on earth and to be with Christ.
但系同时间，其实佢亦都好渴慕能够真系从地上嘅劳苦去有一个休息，即系熄咗呢一切嘅劳苦啦，就可以同基督一齐。
So if you read verse 23, you will see Paul seems to desire this more.
咁如果你睇23节咧，你会发现保罗其实系更加渴慕呢一个嘅
So
选
in
择。
verse 22 to 26, Paul shares about his dilemma. And how he made his decisions, and he ponders on this choice as he pondered this choice before God and before Christ.
咁所以如果你继续睇22至26节咧，就会见到保罗佢分享佢呢个两难之间，同埋佢点样喺呢两个咁难选择嘅情况下去喺神面前喺基督面前去作出一个选择。
So very interestingly, he's like sometimes you think out, think aloud.
Yes, think loud. Yeah.
Think aloud out, right?
Yes, I just think aloud. I guess. Yeah.
Think aloud, yeah.
所以好似咧，就有时我哋咪会自言自语，即系将自己谂嘅嘢咧就讲出嚟咁样嘅情
So
况。
as he was writing the letter, then he's showing them what was on his mind.
咁所以其实当保罗喺度写紧呢封书信嘅时候，其实佢将佢即系喺个思潮喺幅即系脑里面谂过嘅一切都去表达出嚟。
Paul understood that God's will for him is to continue living.
咁保罗其实系明白到咧，神对佢嘅旨意系要佢继续嘅活着。
So he can continue to build up the brothers and sisters in Christ.
以至佢可以继续去建立喺基督里面嘅呢班弟兄姊妹。
So this is why, in 20 verse 26,
咁所以点解喺26节，
Paul knew he would be released and see the Philippian church once again.
佢好肯定知道咧，自己将会被释放，而且佢将要再见到腓立比教会弟兄姊妹。
And indeed, God was faithful to cause Paul to be released from prison later on.
而实在好奇妙嘅就系神真系好信实嘅，就将保罗咧从监狱里面释放咗出嚟啦。
And he had some time to build up the brothers and sisters in Christ
咁佢亦都有一段嘅时间可以去建立呢班弟兄姊妹，
before being in prison the second time.
系喺佢第二次再入狱嘅之前有呢段咁嘅时间。
And this time it led to his eventual martyrdom.
但系而第二次入狱咧，最终就带嚟佢最终呢个殉道嘅结果。
And from verse 22 to 26, Paul wrote down this dilemma and his thought process.
咁所以喺22至26节咧，其实保罗系写低咗佢当时处于个两难之间，佢嘅思绪啊，个思考嘅过程。
And when you think about
当你真系细心去谂嘅时候，
it, he didn't just write it down for fun.
佢应该唔系为咗好玩有趣咁写低落嚟啦。
But he recorded it. For the benefits and building up of the Philippian brothers and sisters.
佢之所以要将呢一切记录落嚟，系为咗腓立比教会嘅好处，系为咗去建立佢哋。
Because he was like a spiritual father to them.
因为保罗咧就系对佢哋系好似属灵嘅父亲嚟嘅。
And he was training them and building them up to understand the mind of Christ.
佢系喺度训练紧，同埋建立紧呢班弟兄姊妹咧，要去明白神嘅心肠、神嘅心意。
基督。
Sorry，系基督嘅心肠同基督嘅心意。
So this is a brief overview of today's passage.
咁呢个就系我哋今日嘅一个经文嘅简介啦。
So in the following time, let us focus our attention on verse 21.
咁嚟紧嘅时间咧，我哋要专注去睇腓立比书第1章21节。
So this is the reason for Paul's confidence and strength to live.
就系保罗之所以有呢份嘅确信同埋力量去生存嘅一节经文，关键嘅经文。
Shall we read it in English and Chinese together?
咁我哋先用英文一齐读，再用中文读。
So let us read in English. 1, 2, 3. For
For
to
to me
me to
to live
live is
is Christ
Christ, and
and
to
to
die
die
is
is
gain.
gain。中文，因为我活着就是基督，死了就有益处。
I think you would agree from today's passage, we can see Paul lived a victorious and fearless Christian life.
咁我相信从今日嘅经文咧，你睇得到保罗佢系活出一个胜利得胜无惧嘅基督徒生命。
He was not afraid of dying,
佢一啲都唔怕死。
and he was passionate about continuing to live in order to build up the brothers and sisters.
而且佢系好有热情嘅，愿意继续活落去，为咗嘅系要去建立弟兄姊妹。
I think you will agree that it's fitting to describe Paul's life to be like the Lord Jesus.
我相信你哋都会同意啦。如果我哋去形容话保罗嘅生命系同耶稣基督嘅生命非常之相似咧，都系非常合宜嘅。
Yeah, Paul's life was both dynamic and victorious.
保罗嘅生命咧系既有动力，亦都系好有能力得胜嘅一种生命，
And he was able to accomplish God's will.
而且佢系能够去完成神嘅旨意。
And the reason of his strength is found in verse 21.
而佢之所以有呢份嘅力量能力，就系从廿一节嗰度睇到嘅原因。
To Paul, to live is Christ and to die is gain.
对于保罗而言咧，活着就系基督，死了就对佢有益处。
So what does it mean to live is Christ and to die is gain?
咁究竟话活着就是基督，死了就有益处系咩意思咧？
So is this verse only applicable to respectable apostle and godly men like Paul?
咁究竟呢节经文系咪净系对于嗰啲哇好被尊崇嘅呢啲圣人啊、神人，好似保罗咁咧，先至系合用嘅咧？
Or is it a spiritual principle for Christians, for every child of God?
定系还是呢个系其实对于每一个神嘅儿女、每一个基督徒都适用嘅属灵嘅原则？
So I pray by God's grace as we ponder on this verse together today.
咁我都恳求。神咧，靠住佢嘅恩典，当我哋一齐去默想呢节经文嘅时候，
He will continue to help us understand the importance of this verse.
佢会帮助我哋更加明白呢节经文嘅重要性。
So in the following time, I would like to share with you three observations about this verse.
咁喺嚟紧时间咧，会同大家分享我对呢节经文三方面嘅观察，
So we can ponder on the meaning of this verse together.
以至我哋可以一齐咧去默想明白呢节经文嘅意义。
So the first observation is,
第一个观察就系、
we can see that Philippians chapter 1, verse 21 is a verse with two phrases.
咁我哋见到腓立比书一章21节咧，呢节经文其实系有两个短句嘅。
So the first part is to live is Christ.
咁第一个部分就系活着就是基督。
And the second part is to die is gain.
第二个部分咧就系死了就有益处。
So both of these phrases are linked together.
而呢两个短句咧系连埋一齐嘅，
So they are not separated.
佢哋唔系单独咁存在嘅。
So this means when one phrase is true in a person's life,
咁亦都即系代表咧，当一句说话喺一个人嘅生命里面系真实嘅时候，
then the other is also true.
另一句咧都系同样系真实嘅。
So if a person is living for Christ,
咁如果一个人系为到基督去活着嘅时候，
then to die would be also beneficial to him.
咁佢死咗，对佢嚟讲都系有益处嘅。
On the contrary,
但系相反嚟讲，
a person cannot say to die is gain.
一个人唔可以话啊死咗对我有益处啊。
If to him, to live is not Christ.
如果佢根本活着嘅时候都唔系为咗基督嘅话，
So the two phrases are linked.
咁所以你见到两句短句其实系一个连贯埋一齐嘅。
So when one is true in a person's life, the other is also true.
就系当其中一个部分喺一个人生命里面系一个事实嘅时候，咁另一部分必然都系一个事实，
So they are like two sides of the same coin.
就好似一个硬币嘅两面咁样。
So this is the first observation we can make.
咁呢个就我哋第一个可以观察到嘅地方。
The second observation is,
第二方面嘅观察系，
this phrase to live is Christ, to die is gain, is actually a mind-boggling phrase.
头先讲到活着就系基督，死了就与我有益处呢句说话，其实系真系超乎我哋嘅脑袋能够理解一句说话。
If you talk about this verse to people in the world who have not experienced God,
如果你同嗰啲喺世界上面都唔认识神嘅人讲呢句咁嘅说话咧，
can you guess what they would say?
咁你估佢哋会同你讲啲咩咧？
They would say, you are crazy, right?
佢 哋一定话你傻咗咩？
Or have you lost your mind?
系啦，你咪癫咗啦！
Are you foolish?
你好蠢喎、哦！
Because how can to die means to gain?
有乜可能死咗反而有益处咧？
In people's thinking, to die means what?
对于一般人嚟讲，死咗代表咩？
Is it to gain?
系咪能够赚到啊？系咪有嘢得着啊？
No, to die is to lose everything.
其实死咗你就系失去一切啊嘛。
So if you are students,
譬如你一个学生，
so how many of you are students here?
嗱，你当中有几多人仲系学生呢？
Okay. So, if you are a student, to die means what?
咁如果个学生死咗代表咩啊？
Yeah, no more homework tomorrow.
我好开心啊！听日唔使做功课咯，
Or no more exam tomorrow.
是啦，
Is it?
系咪咁啊？
So last week, our brother Lyndon received his PhD certificate.
咁上个礼拜啦，Linden 弟兄咧，终于攞到佢呢个博士嘅证书啦。
So a few of us in the student Bible study group had a privilege to wish him well and to take a photo after his graduation.
咁我哋大学查经组咧，有几位代表都一齐去到庆祝啦，去同佢影咗啲相留念。
And he also showed us his this certificate of his PhD.
咁佢都俾我哋睇下佢呢个 PhD 嘅一个叫奖状或者证书啦，证
So
书。
it's only like A4 size.
其实原来好细嘅，就好似 A4 纸咁大嘅
But
啫。
how many years of labor and tears and effort was put into it?
但系谂下背后系几多年嘅血汗，甚至眼泪先换取呢张咁样嘅证书咧？
Think about 7 years or so.
差唔多7年啦，起码。
Yeah, so if he is not a disciple of Christ,
如果佢唔系一个主耶稣门徒，
if he dies before graduation,
如果佢毕业之前死咗，
it means the end of his study.
咁亦都代表佢呢一个学位其实都提前终结啦。
So all what he did would be lost.
佢之前所付出嘅努力全部都系徒然。
So in the world, to die, to the people, it mean to die in the world, sorry. In the world, to die to people is equal to losing everything.
所以喺世界嘅层面讲啊，如果一个人佢死咗，其实意味住就系佢要失去佢所拥有一切。
So when you die, what happened to your bank account?
你死咗之后，你银行户口发生咩事咧？
Is it still yours?
系咪就系属于你噶啦？
No.
唔系噶啦，
And how about your possessions?
你所一切嘅财产又点咧？
Your house?
你间屋、
Your job?
你嘅工作、
Your relationships,
你一切嘅关系、
your family,
你嘅家人，
when you die, then it's the end.
当你死嘅时候，似乎就系终结啦。
So how can to die means to gain?
所以死咗又点可能系话赚到咧？
So this is why I said earlier, this verse is mind-boggling.
咁所以点解我之前同大家讲呢句说话，简直系真系超乎我哋脑袋能够去理解嘅。
Even foolish to the people in the world.
甚至对于世人嚟讲咧，我呢句说话简直系愚蠢、系荒谬嘅。除非
Unless you are someone who knows and has experienced the resurrection power of God.
你系一个经历过神使人复活嘅大能嘅一个人。
Then you will know that what Paul says here is not nonsense.
咁你就可以知道咧，保罗喺呢度讲嘅说话就唔系一啲胡言乱语啦，
It's not something foolish.
亦都唔系一啲愚蠢嘅说话，
So this is also the reason why the Bible is not written by man.
亦都系呢个原因。我哋知道圣经咧冇可能系人自己凭自己智慧写出嚟。
It's written by the hands of men, different authors.
嗱，纵然真系有唔同嘅作家，佢哋透过佢哋嘅手写圣经记录落嚟啦。
But it's a revelation from the Spirit of God.
但系一定系神佢嘅灵嘅启示，令到佢哋可以写
The
出嚟。
Bible is a revelation from our Creator God Yahweh.
圣经系我哋嘅创造者神，佢对我哋人类嘅一个启示，
It's not man's idea or ways of thinking.
完全唔系我哋人自己谂出嚟嘅主意，根本就同我哋人嘅思维系唔同嘅，
It's not man's way of doing things.
根本就唔系我哋一般处事嘅方式。
But the Creator God's thinking and his way of doing things.
而系我哋创造者神佢嘅谂法同埋佢处事嘅方式。
Just like the song we sang, the first song we sang is through God's creation, we notice how mighty this Creator God is.
咁就好似我哋头先唱嘅第一首诗歌啦，透过大自然啊，神嘅创造，我哋就去意识去明白到我哋创造者系几咁全能嘅一位神。
So his ways and his thoughts are much higher than man's thinking.
所以佢嘅道路，佢嘅意念咧，系远远超过我哋人嘅意念同埋道路嘅。
It's also like what Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 21 to 25.
亦都系正正保罗喺哥林多前书1:21-25嗰度咁讲。
So 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 21 to 25, it says, For since in the wisdom of God, the world did not know God through wisdom, it pleased God through the folly of what we preach to save those who believe. For Jews demand signs and Greeks seek wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to the Jews and folly to the Gentiles. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men.
哥林多前书1:21-25，既然世人凭自己的智慧不认识神，神就本着自己的智慧，乐意借着人所传愚拙的话拯救那些信的人。犹太人要的是神迹，希腊人求的是智慧，我们却是全被钉十字架的基督。这对犹太人是绊脚石，对外邦人是愚拙，但对那蒙召的，无论是犹太人、希腊人。基督总是神的大能，神的智慧，因为神的愚拙总比人智慧，神的软弱总比人强壮。
So God's way is much higher than man's way.
神嘅道路系远远高过我哋人嘅道路。
So this is why Philippians chapter 1 verse 21 is actually the reverse of what the people think in the world.
亦都一样缘故，腓立比书1:21咧，系正正系同我哋一般世人所谂嘅系完全相反嘅。
So what do people in the world think?
喺世界嘅人会点谂咧？
So they think to truly live is to live for yourself.
你要真正活过就系为自己活啦。
So they don't think there's anything wrong living a self-centered life.
佢哋完全唔觉得过一个自我为中心嘅生活有咩问题。
But as a person lives only to please himself or herself.
但系当一个人净系为咗满足自己而活嘅时候，
Yeah, we will eventually fall into sin.
我哋迟早一定会落入罪恶里面，
Just like our ancestors Adam and Eve.
就好似我哋嘅先祖亚当夏娃咁样。
Because of their own selfishness, they sinned against God and sinned against each other.
因为佢哋嘅自私啊、自我，佢哋最终首先得罪神，亦都彼此嘅得罪。
And to the people in the world, to die is not gain.
而且对世人嚟讲啊，死亡根本就唔会系一个益处。
But to die is to lose all that belong to you.
因为死咗就好似你要失去你所拥有嘅一切，
But God Yahweh, our Creator's way, is not man's way or man's thinking.
但系因为神嘅创造者嘅道路咧，完全唔系我哋人嘅道路，亦都唔系我哋人嘅思维。
So true life that is victorious and free, as shown to us in Philippians chapter 1, verse 28.
喺腓立比书1:28，俾我哋睇到嘅呢份真正嘅生命咧，系得胜嘅，而且系自由嘅，
And you can observe from Paul's life.
而且你能够从保罗嘅生命里面去观察得到。
And you can observe from Jesus' life.
亦都可以从耶稣基督佢嘅生命睇得到，
And this is described by Paul as to live is Christ and to die is gain.
而呢一个就系保罗佢形容为乜嘢为活着就系基督，死了就有益处。
So, this is the exact reverse of what people in the world think.
呢个就系世人所谂嘅完全相反嘅一个版本。
And yet, our Creator God Yahweh is pleased to use this seemingly foolish teaching about Christ to save those who believe.
而我哋嘅创造主神咧，佢却系因为佢愿意去喜悦用咁样人睇嚟好愚拙嘅方式啊教导，系关于基督嘅时候去拯救愿意相信嘅人。
So this is the second observation we can make on Philippians chapter 1, verse 21.
咁呢个就我哋对于腓立比书1:21第二方面嘅观察。
So this verse is the exact reverse of what the world thinks.
呢一节经文系表达出啊，同世人所谂嘅完全相反嘅一个道理。
So to a person in the world, to really live means to live for yourself.
所以对一个世人嚟讲，你要去真正咁活过，就系为自己而活。
And to die is not gain.
去死咗，冇可能系话有咩益处嘅，
But is to lose everything.
相反系要失去一切。
So coming to the third observation on this verse.
咁嚟到第三个观察，
So what does it mean to live as Christ and to die as gain?
究竟活着就是基督，死了就有益处系咩意思呢？
So when you ponder and meditate on this verse,
当你去默想呢段经文嘅时候，
you'll begin to see Paul is not teaching the Philippian church something new that he invented.
其实保罗咧并唔系去创造出一啲新嘅教导嚟传授俾腓立比教会。
But he is using two simple phrases to summarize what faith in Christ means.
佢系用咗两句好简单嘅句子咧，就总结咗我哋对基督嘅信心、信靠系咩意思。
So Philippians chapter 1, verse 21 is actually a summary of Jesus' own teaching on the calling of disciples.
其实腓立比书1:21啊，可以系主耶稣佢教导门徒、佢呼召门徒嘅一个教导嘅总结嚟嘅。
So in Matthew 16, verse 24 to 27,
喺马太福音嘅16:24-27，
so there Jesus said, Jesus told his disciples, if anyone will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. So can you read to 25?
好，咁我由第25节开始继续
No,
读。
no, 24.
第24至25节，于是耶稣对门徒说。若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起自己嘅十字架来跟从我。因为凡要救自己生命的，要丧失生命；凡为我丧失生命的，要得着生命。
So I've highlighted different parts in different colors.
咁我用咗唔同嘅颜色去标注唔同嘅部分。
So you can observe the first phrase, to live is Christ, correspond to Jesus' call to his disciples, to take up one's own cross and to deny himself to follow after him.
嗱，咁你見到我首先用黃色標注第一部分講到啊，若有人要跟從我，就當舍己，背起十字架嚟跟從我。其實就係同我哋頭先睇嘅活着就是基督係相對應嘅。
So a cross is an instrument to crucify a person.
十字架係一個行刑嘅工具。
And when you take up your cross, that means you die to yourself.
當你真係背起呢個十字架，即係話你願意向自己去死。
And if you become nothing,
咁如果你真系变为无有，
if you humble yourself to be nothing, then Christ and God can be everything.
唯有当你自己愿意去谦卑，成为无有嘅时候，神同埋基督先能够喺你里面成为一切。
So to a person, if to live is Christ, this means Christ is everything to him.
所以如果一个人话活着就是基督，其实换句话讲就系、是，基督对佢嚟讲就系佢嘅一切，佢嘅全部。
And it means he has chosen to humble himself and be nothing, so Christ can become everything to him.
亦都代表佢愿意选择去谦卑自己，然后选择让基督系成为佢生命嘅全部，成为佢生命一切。
So this is what being a disciple means.
呢个咧就系成为一个主嘅门徒嘅意思。
It is to take up a person's own cross and to follow after Christ.
其实就系要背起自己嘅十字架，然后去跟从基督。
It means we die to ourselves, but we are living for Christ to follow and serve him.
亦都即系我哋愿意向自我死，但系我哋却系去跟从耶稣去服侍佢。
We are living out his teaching and his command.
我哋系去活出佢嘅教导，活出佢嘅旨意，
While imitating him to do God's will.
亦都系仿效佢咧去进行神嘅旨意。
So if we have this kind of faith that is total towards Christ and towards God,
嗱，如果我哋对基督同埋对神有咁样完全嘅呢种嘅信心嘅时候，
then to die is gain.
咁死亡对我哋嚟讲系有益嘅，
Just as Jesus says, whoever loses his life for his sake will find it.
就正如主耶稣头先话，嗰啲凡为佢丧掉生命嘅，反而就会得着生命。
And notice there's further parts here.
咁你留意咧，仲有下面嘅部分喎。
At Jesus' second coming, he will be appointed as God's judge to repay everyone according to what he has done.
喺主耶稣第二次再翻嚟嘅时候，神咧已经立定佢为嗰位审判者，佢会去按照各人所行嘅去报应佢哋。
So if to you, to live is Christ, this is another reason why to die is gain.
咁所以如果对你而言，活着就是基督，点解我哋话个结果就系你死咗对你有益处啦？
Because on that day, you will be rewarded.
因为咧喺将来嗰一日啊，你将会得到你应有嘅奖赏。
So very wonderfully, Paul summarizes the Lord Jesus' teaching about discipleship in two very simple phrases.
所以好奇妙咧，就系保罗咧用两句好简单嘅句子咧，就总结咗耶稣对于门徒呢个重要嘅教导。
He describes what faith in Christ means.
佢去形容我哋。 去形容出咧，我哋喺基督里面信心嘅意思。
So this also echoes with Acts chapter 2, verse 36.
咁呢度亦都系去回应《使徒行传》2章36节嘅经文。
Apostle Peter was preaching to the people in Jerusalem shortly after Jesus' resurrection.
当时使徒彼得咧就喺耶路撒冷嗰度向人传讲讲道，而呢个就系喺耶稣复活冇几耐嘅时候发生。
So Acts 2:36 says, "Therefore, let all the house of Israel know with certainty that God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Messiah."
使徒行传2章36节，故此以色列全家当确实知道，你们钉在十字架上的这位耶稣，神已经立他为主为基督了。
So God Yahweh has made Jesus both Lord and the Messiah.
耶和神呢已经立耶稣基督为主为基督。
So Messiah or Christ means God's anointed one.
咁尼赛亚或者系基督咧，其实就系代表神嘅受膏者，
So it's the Savior.
亦都系嗰位救主。
So if we desire to experience God's salvation,
所以如果我哋渴望经历神嘅救恩咧，
we not only should believe in Jesus to be our Savior,
我哋唔可以净系相信耶稣系我哋嘅救主，
but first and foremost,
但系首先咧，最重要嘅系，
we must receive Jesus to be the Lord and King over our lives.
我哋一定要去接受耶稣为我哋嘅主，系我哋生命嘅王。
Because God has made him both Lord and Messiah.
因为神已经立定佢系主同埋尼赛亚。
So you cannot only ask him to be your Savior without having him as your Master, as your Lord.
所以你唔可以话净系邀请耶稣咧就做你嘅救主，但系又唔想佢咧作你生命嘅呢个主人。
So this is not what being a disciple means.
呢个唔系作门徒嘅意思。
And this is not what saving faith means in the Bible.
呢个亦都唔系圣经入面教导关于得救嘅信心嘅意思。
It's like you're saying to Jesus,
咁样就好比你同耶稣讲，
"Please be my savior."
啊，请你做我救主啊！
But I am still my own, the king of over my own life.
啊，不过我咧仍然系我自己生命嘅王。
Just give me the things I want.
啊，请你俾我想要嘅嘢啦。
But to live for you and to serve you, no, thanks.
哇，不过要为你而活，要服侍你，哎呀，唔使啦，唔该。
Yeah, I serve myself.
我要服侍我自己。
But Jesus is my savior. Yes.
But 哇，主耶稣做我救主，哇，好啊，好啊，呢、这个我要。
Or you are saying to Jesus,
又或者你对耶稣咁话，
"Good teacher, I find your teaching on salvation very desirable."
哇，你对救恩嘅教导实在系我所渴慕噶。
Let me learn of your teaching
啊，你让我继续去学习啦，
and experience this blessing.
帮我经历入面嘅祝福。
But I don't want to call you my master.
但系我并唔想叫你为我主人。
I won't follow you.
其实我唔会真系跟你噶去做噶。
But I like your teaching very much.
但系我好中意你嘅教导。
I will take your teaching here and there.
啊，我喺呢个教导抽啲呢啲嗰啲我中意听嘅。
So this is good.
啊，呢啲我觉得好啊。
This is maybe too difficult. Thanks.
啊，但系呢个部分太难啦，都系唔使啦。
So I will apply them in my life.
咁所以我就净系拣啲嚟应用喺自己生命嗰度。
But to take up my cross and follow after you?
哇！但系要我背起十字架跟随你啊？
No, thanks.
都系唔使啦，多谢。
But be my savior and grant me forgiveness of sin and eternal life.
但系哇，你讲到做我救主，俾我原谅我一切嘅罪，俾我救恩啊，呢个永生啊！
Yes, please.
哇，真系好啊，真系唔该晒啦。
Is that how we respond to the gospel?
呢个系我哋对回应福音嘅态度咧。
So, dear brothers and sisters and friends,
所以亲爱嘅弟兄姊妹朋友。
So, what is our faith in Christ like?
究竟我哋对耶稣基督嘅信心系一种点嘅信心呢？
Is Jesus, who was crucified for your and my sin, both you and my Lord and Savior?
究竟主耶稣啊，佢为到你同我嘅罪被钉死，究竟佢系咪你同我生命里面嘅主人，同埋我哋嘅救主呢？
Or do you only want salvation without saying goodbye to our self-centered life?
定系你只系想要呢份救恩，但系又唔愿意向你呢个自我为中心嘅生命去告别呢？
And without denying ourselves to take up our cross to follow after Christ and to call him Lord and Master.
同埋唔愿意去舍己否己，去背起你嘅十字架去跟从基督，亦都唔愿意真正叫佢为我哋嘅主，我哋系我哋嘅主人。
So what is our faith in Christ like?
所以究竟我哋系对基督嘅信心系点样嘅咧？
If you are already a Christian,
嗱，如果你已经系一位基督徒嘅话，
or if you are preparing to be baptized to become a disciple of Jesus,
又或者你喺度预备紧，都想透过洗礼成为耶稣嘅一个门徒。
so is your faith in Christ like what Paul describes here in chapter 1, verse 21? To live is Christ and to die is gain.
究竟你对耶稣嘅信心系咪好似保罗喺腓立比书1:21嗰度咁讲？我活着就是基督，死了就有益处咧。
So is this the kind of faith you and I are living in and aiming for if you are consider baptism?
究竟呢一种系咪你而家去作为你追求嘅目标？就系去活着就系基督，死了就有益处咁样去生活咧。
So if you say yes, you say amen, then we will begin to experience God's power working in our lives.
嗱，如果你系真系愿意去咁样追求嘅时候咧，你就会开始经历神嘅能力喺你嘅生命里面。
When we are living for Christ, serving Him and obeying His commands and teaching,
当我哋真系为基督而活，服侍佢，去遵行佢嘅教导，佢嘅旨意嘅时候。
especially when we need to deny ourselves to take up our cross. In order to love others as Jesus commanded his disciples to do.
尤其系当我哋愿意去舍己、否己、背起我哋嘅十字架，为咗去爱其他嘅人，正如咧耶稣佢去命令佢嘅门徒去咁做。
So, if your faith is total and complete, then you'll experience God's power working in you.
如果你嘅信心系真系一份完全嘅委身咧，咁你一定会经历神嘅能力去帮助你。
So one application we can draw from Philippians chapter 1, 21, to live is Christ and to die is gain, is that.
Okay. 咁其中一个咧，我哋从腓立比书1:21能够去揾到嘅应用，点样去活着就是基督，死了就有益处。
It's in facing one's own death that a person's quality is revealed.
就系当一个人面对佢生命嘅终结呢个死亡嘅时候，嗰个人真正嘅质素，佢就会显现出嚟。
For example, it's when Paul was facing his own death, then his quality is shown to us.
就例如啦，保罗佢面对住自己嘅死亡咧，佢嗰份质素就流露出嚟。
So we saw how calm and committed he was towards God and towards Christ.
我哋能够见到佢几咁嘅平静，佢对神同对基督嗰份嘅委身系几咁完全。
So in the same way, in our daily lives, there will be times when we need to deny ourselves, selfish tendencies.
咁同样啦，喺我哋日常嘅生活里面啊，总会有一啲嘅时刻系需要我哋向我哋自我为中心嘅倾向咧去死，
And to take up our own cross and to live for God and for Christ.
要去背起我哋嘅十字架，去为神为基督而活，
And to love others.
去爱其他嘅人。
So it's in these moments of death to self, your and my quality will be shown.
就系喺呢一啲你要向自我死嘅时刻咧，先会去显现出你真正嘅质素系点。
So, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ, now my dear friends among us.
所以我亲爱嘅弟兄姊妹朋友，
So, how do we face our own death?
我哋系点样去面对我哋自己嘅死亡嘅咧？
I'm not only talking about physical death one day,
我唔系就系讲紧有一日我哋都要面对嘅身体肉身嘅死亡。
but also in our daily life, we need to deny ourselves in order to take up the cross to follow after Christ.
而系讲紧每一日，当我哋需要去否己、舍己，并且背起我哋十字架去跟从基督嘅呢种嘅死亡。
So, can you describe your faith in Christ as To live is Christ and to die is gain.
你能唔能够去真系去宣告话你对基督嘅信心咧，就系表现喺我活着就是基督，死了就有益处咧？
So, are you obedient to Christ as he is to his Father, as a disciple, and also as a servant?
你系咪好似耶稣基督向佢嘅父神完全嘅嗰种嘅信服？即系我哋作为呢个门徒啦，亦都作为主嘅仆人，我哋系咪有耶稣基督对佢天父咁样嘅完全嘅信服咧？
So, if your faith in Christ is this kind of saving faith,
咁
then you also experience what Jesus taught in Matthew 6, 31 to 33.
如果你对神对基督真系有呢种完全嘅信心，系一种得救嘅信心咧，咁你就会经历耶稣基督喺马太福音6:31-33所讲嘅。
You'll be a person who is seeking after the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
你就会系嗰个先求神嘅国同神嘅义嘅嗰种人。
Okay, so remember, I share with you, there's one thing very extraordinary about Paul's view on his own death.
大家仲記得我頭先講過啦，有一樣關於保羅佢點樣去睇自己嘅死亡咧嘅地方係非常之與眾不同嘅。
So, what was this extraordinary point?
咁呢個咁與眾不同嘅地方係乜嘢咧？
So, can we see the next photo? So, recently there's a sad news.
咁最近有一個都一單幾悲慘嘅新聞。
So, a very famous Taiwanese novelist called Chong Yao passed away.
哦，咁喺台灣一位好著名嘅作家瓊瑤咧，就已經離世啦。
And she's someone very famous because she wrote many famous love stories that were made into TV series or movies.
咁佢之所以咁出名，系因为咧佢曾经写过无数嘅呢啲嘅爱情故事啦，好多都被搬上荧幕啊，即系拍成电视剧或者电影。
And she's in her 80s.
咁佢已经系80几岁噶啦。
So what happens was at the beginning of this month, yeah, he felt she's already very at peace with her life.
咁发生咩事咧？就系喺呢个月嘅开始，系嘛？咁咧，佢就開始覺得啊，佢對佢嘅生命都好有呢份平安啦。
And she thought it's time for her to go.
佢就覺得係時候我要離開呢個世界啦。
It's the time for her to depart, to die.
佢覺得係時候佢要死啦。
And she wants to take things into her own hands.
但係咧，佢想將呢個死亡嘅時候呢件事啊，去個決定權喺自己手中。
In this matter of her death.
系啦，即系佢对于佢几时死嘅系好似就喺自己嘅决定咁样。
So she made arrangements secretly. Not letting her family know.
咁所以佢咧就唔俾佢嘅屋企人知道啦，偷偷即系好秘密咁就去计划咗一啲嘅安排，
Yes, to make arrangement for suicide.
其实就系安排点样去自杀。
And so she left her will and what she want to say to her family and to her friends.
咁佢咧就留低佢嘅遺囑啦，仲有佢想對佢嘅家人啊，同埋佢所有嘅讀者啊，或者啲係啦支持佢嘅人想講嘅嘢。
And she asked her secretary and her daughter-in-law to visit her the next day.
咁佢就安排邀請佢嘅秘書同埋佢嘅新抱第二日咧去探望佢。
And she took her own life the day before.
但係其實喺前一日佢已經去自殺啦。
So many people were sad about her passing
咁好多人都为到佢嘅离世非常之难过啦，
because she was a famous novelist who wrote many touching romantic stories.
因为佢真系一位好有名嘅作家，系曾经写过几咁多即系好感动人心嘅呢啲浪漫嘅故事。
So can you say she's very calm and peaceful about her own death?
咁大家可唔可以话呢个人都对佢嘅死亡睇得开，好平静啊？
Yes,
当然系啦，嗬。
because she even made arrangements for her own death, she's calm and peaceful to wrote her will and to say goodbye to her family and friends.
咁因为佢甚至可以咁冷静嘅为自己安排晒点样去死啦，然后好有冷静咁去写好自己遗嘱啊，有咩要交代佢嘅家人同埋佢嘅读者咁样。
But when you compare Paul's words in Philippians chapter 1, verse 21 to 26.
但如果你去比较下保罗佢喺腓立比书1:21-26嘅所讲嘅说话咧。
You will see what's extraordinary and beautiful is that even in the matter of his own death.
你发现啊喺。保罗身上最特别与众不同嘅地方就系，同埋好美丽嘅地方就系嚟到关于佢自己嘅死亡嘅呢件事，
Paul was not thinking for himself.
佢都唔系为佢自己去谂嘅。
So you can see what his preference is.
你能够见到佢嘅倾向想选择嘅系乜嘢？
So verse 23, he says, He preferred to be with Christ, personally speaking.
因为第23节佢话到啊，佢如果有得拣，佢自己更希望能够去到同基督一齐。
But he's also mindful of God's will and the needs of the body of Christ.
但系佢同时亦都系好在乎神嘅旨意同埋弟兄姊妹嘅需要。
So he's willing, even in the matter of his own death, to lay down his own will.
所以就连佢自己生死嘅问题，佢都愿意摆低嗰个主导权。
You can see here, he denied himself to take up his own cross, so to speak, to do what God wills and for the need of the body of Christ.
所以喺呢一点上，你都见到佢其实就系实行紧乜嘢叫做要去舍己，背起自己嘅十字架，去跟从去真系行神嘅旨意，就系连呢个生死嘅问题都系咁样处理。
So what Paul did here is also similar to the Lord Jesus' prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane.
咁所以你见到其实保罗喺呢度所做嘅，就系好似耶稣基督喺呢个客西马尼园入面嘅祷告一样。
When Jesus prayed to the Heavenly Father, not my will, but yours be done.
当主耶稣向天父祈求，唔系我嘅旨意，但愿你嘅旨意成就。
So to conclude today, we have seen from Philippians chapter 1, verse 21, Paul's reason for a victorious Christian life.
所以去总结啦，今日我哋透过腓立比书1:21见到咧，保罗佢之所以能够活出一个得胜嘅基督徒生命咧，
And it is to live as Christ and to die as gain.
就系有一个原因，就系活着就系基督。死了就有益处，
So this is a summary of what faith in Christ means.
而呢个亦都系我哋喺基督里面真正信心嘅一个意义，
It's the same as Jesus' call to discipleship.
系同耶稣佢去呼召我哋作为门徒系一样嘅。
So we are to take up our own cross and to follow after him.
我哋要去背起我哋十字架去跟从佢。
So in the end, I would like to share with you very briefly a testimony of our sister.
咁我喺结束嘅时候，只系好短短嘅，想同大家分享我哋有一位姊妹嘅一个见证。
So it's a testimony about our dear sister Hai.
就系我哋已故嘅姊妹啦，叫阿开。
So we have the privilege of knowing her for about 5 years since we came to the UK to serve the Liverpool Church.
咁我哋都好有福气啦，喺我哋嚟咗利物浦教会服侍，能够有机会认识呢位姊妹有
So,
5年
Sister
左右嘅
Hai,
时间。咁呢位就系阿开姊妹啦。
and she passed away in 2020
咁其实佢喺2020年咧就离开咗我哋啦，
due to pneumonia
系当时系肺炎。
and just before the pandemic.
咁其实系正正喺呢个新冠疫情之前爆发，即系都系嗰段时间就死。
When she passed away, she was only 47,
咁佢离世时候咧就只系47岁嘅。
with two teenage children, even though they were over 18 at that time.
咁就留下两个仔女啦。咁虽然都即都系系啦，虽然过咗18岁，但系其实都系年轻啦。
So, Sister Hai is someone who was not highly educated.
咁啊，开姊妹唔系一个有好高教育嘅姊妹，
And she was physically weak.
佢身体好弱。
But she's a loving sister in Christ, and spiritually, very on fire for God and faithful.
咁但系咧，佢系即喺基督里面非常之有爱心嘅一位姊妹啦。佢好忠心，亦都系好火热嘅去服
And
侍。
she's very faithful in what was entrusted to her to serve and to minister and to for the church.
咁每一次交托俾佢嘅服侍，佢都会好忠心咁去完成嘅。
And what I would like to share with you is her testimony towards her last days on earth.
咁其实我想同大家分享咧，就系喺佢生命最尾声嘅时候嘅一啲嘅片段。
So can we see the next photo, please? So at that time, Pastor Joe and Sister Olive were serving with us, and Pastor Joe was pastoring the church.
咁当时我哋仲系同紧咧，加克牧师啦、美艳师母一齐服侍嘅，咁系啦。
So this photo is taken on a Monday,
咁呢幅相咧就喺星期一嘅时候影嘅。
and a few days later, on Thursday, around noontime, she passed away.
咁就过咗几日，星期四大概中午嘅时候咧，姊妹就离世啦。
So on this day, the doctor told the family, they don't think Sister Hai will be able to overcome the infection in her lungs.
咁其实喺呢一日，就喺呢幅相嘅嗰一日咧，其实医生就已经好诚实咁同姊妹话俾姊妹听，其实
Family.
sorry，医生就要坦诚咁同家属讲，佢哋嘅。估計咧就係姊妹應該冇可能可以勝過佢身體入面呢啲嘅感染噶啦。
So they've tried all the antibiotics, all of everything they could do, but the infection is still growing.
咁雖然佢哋已經俾晒可以俾嘅藥啊、抗生素啦，但係嗰啲嘅感染仍然都係好強。
So basically, they are saying, she will be dying soon.
咁其實即係簡單嚟講，就話俾家人聽，其實佢應該好快就離開噶啦。
So at that time, Sister Hai didn't know. So it was when the pastoral team visited her. This moment, and Pastor Joe shared with her. The doctor just have told us, most likely you will not survive.
咁其實即係最初姊妹係唔知道呢啲詳情啦，咁就直到我哋教牧團隊去探望佢嘅時候，咁啊加克牧師咧就要去話俾姊妹聽，其實醫生啱啱同我哋講咗即係其實係啦，佢係應該唔能夠去存活噶啦。
So, but I will remember, this moment forever in my heart because it's just like Philippians chapter 1, verse 21, Paul's example.
咁但系咧，我谂我永远都会记住呢一刻嘅，因为咧，姊妹当时其实就好似保罗咁样嘅情况。
So when she heard it, there was a moment of sadness.
咁佢听到嘅时候，当然都会有一下难过嘅时候。
But very quickly, I think within a minute, then the joy of God's, the Holy Spirit. The peace returned to her.
咁但系好似一分钟都唔使，哇！神嗰份嘅喜乐啦，神嘅灵就好似啊，即系充满佢，翻嗰份喜乐翻翻嚟。
And amazingly, she began to discuss with Pastor Joe about her funeral arrangements.
咁跟住好奇妙，就开始同阿加贺牧师开始就讲佢嘅丧礼嘅安排。
So, what color she wants the attendees to dress?
嗱，咁希望参加佢丧礼嘅人着咩色衫啊？
What to do with her remains, cremation?
咁佢即系火葬后嘅骨灰点处理啊？
So what's remarkable is like, there's no fear in her.
好奇妙嘅就系佢完全冇任何嘅恐惧，
But a total trust, in God and in Christ.
就系对神对基督完全嘅呢份信靠。
And so what you read today is not only happened in super. Apostles like Paul.
咁所以，我哋今日所读到嘅，唔系净系喺嗰啲哇好，即系我哋眼中超人嘅呢啲嘅圣徒，好似使徒保罗咁样先会发生。
But God's power works in every faithful servant of Christ, every faithful child of His.
但系咧，神嘅能力咧系能够喺佢每一个忠心嘅仆人，每一个佢嘅儿女身上都去彰显。
Because to them, to live is Christ and to die is gain.
因为对于佢哋嚟讲，活着就是基督，死了就对我哋有益
And this
处。
we also saw in Auntie Lau's, another dear sister in Christ's life as well, when she faced her own death.
咁同样嘅事情，亦都喺我哋亲爱嘅刘婶婶身上去见到，当佢面对佢嘅死亡咧，同样系咁样美丽嘅图画。
So, have you ever think about your de own death?
唔知你哋有冇谂过你哋自己嘅死亡咧？
So I hope today's message will encourage you
咁啊，希望今日嘅信息能够鼓励大家，
and give you hope.
都俾你哋盼望。
That we can experience freedom from the fear of death and from the cause of death, which is sin.
令我哋咧能够去有呢份盼望经历咧，对死亡带嚟嘅威胁嗰份嘅自由啦，同埋对即系可以从最终去得释放呢份自由。
So let us close in prayer.
我哋一齐用祷告结束。